SBS Radio.
Hello, I'm Matt Starr, and you're listening to NITV Radio. And coming up for you now, my interview with Dylan Sara, a finalist in the 2021 Telstra National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Awards. Today I'm speaking with Tiribalang artist and 2021 NATSIA Awards finalist Dylan Sara. Dylan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
First off, congratulations on making it as a NATSIA finalist for the second year in a row. How does that feel for you to be recognised in that way?
Yeah, really good, actually. I was stoked last year when I got in, but to have it happen two years in a row, that's really unexpected. Makes me think I'm doing something right.
I mean, you must be. This year's artwork is called Catching Cook. Can you describe that piece for us?
Yeah, so basically what I've done is I've drawn inspiration from another artist called Brooke Andrews, where Brooke, basically he investigates the archives and rearranges work in different ways to tell a different story or drive a different narrative. And I've drawn inspiration from that in that I've used an image from the State Library here in Queensland of two Indigenous men practicing their culture by fishing using the tow rows. And I've actually shrunk the endeavour and then I've embedded him into the photo, and it looks like the two men are about to catch the little toy boat, as it were, sort of sailing into the creek. And then I've done that as a photographic lithograph, which is again referencing old methods of printing.
And so what's the message behind that?
So the message is basically what I've done is I'm thinking about our culture and how it's still existing and thriving and operating in different ways. And so I've used the endeavour because there's that story around the narrative of the endeavour representing colonisation. And colonisation in many forms has been brutal in many ways, but I'd like to think that our culture is still thriving even through all the tragedies that have happened. And in that way, we've shrunk the idea of colonisation in that we're still practising and we're still moving and we're still growing as a people, as we have for thousands of years. So shrinking the ship was that idea of minimising the impact of colonisation, and then referencing the two men practising their culture is symbolic of us as a people today.
Yeah, I guess when you think about, like, tall ships, they're colossal and impactful, so I guess to reduce that is a powerful statement.
Yeah, most definitely. The idea that colonisation and what it brought is quite a big thought. And the images that come along with that are things like the ships and the people and this taking over. And that's the history and the narrative that we've been taught in a way, is that we've focused on the people coming. But I thought this image would be a nice way of spinning it around and shrinking that idea and then maximising this culture that was already here, which is my family and relatives and practising everyday life. Again, it was just a playful way of looking at it and being able to tell a different story.
Yeah, people that were already here and are still here.
That's correct, yeah, definitely.
So given how much Catching Cook is based around archival photographs from the Queensland State Library, how much did you learn from doing that research?
I'm just about to actually graduate through the Griffith University, which is the contemporary Indigenous art form. And in the degree, one of the first things it teaches you is about this sense of identity and who you are. Once you've got that down pat and you understand who you are, then you have to develop this pattern of research and researching different things, different ideas, all those sorts of things. So by the time I'd come to actually doing this piece, I was actually quite familiar with it, and I still am, in that I feel that's been fundamental in being able to create such strong works now, which again, I credit that to, being taught how to to research and how to investigate from different, you know, different angles.
And so how does Catching Cook compare to your previous piece from 2020?
That's a great question. Last year, the piece that I told, it was a very personal story. And it was, the piece was actually called Let Me Speak. So there was a part of me within this artwork that I'd produced, and I felt a very strong connection to it for me personally. Whereas this year, it was a bit more playful. It was, and having fun with it, looking at, you know, again, that research and then understanding and listening to different perspectives. Especially this idea of Cook, I feel like personally now we're having this conversation, this to and fro, more than we ever have. You know, and I think it was just maybe subconsciously I was tapping into that a little bit, but it was bringing together all these other little different elements of things that I'd learned across along the way, and also trying, you know, not to take myself too seriously this time around. That's basically what you'll see this year.
It's a bit more fun with it.
Yeah, definitely.
So are there any other projects you're working on at the moment, or are you just focused on the Natsia for now?
No, I've got a lot of things going on at the moment. So as we speak, I'm on my way to Bundaberg, which is where I'm from, Tarabaland country. And I'm doing a project there, which is called Wrapped in Muggle. And Muggle is the traditional name for Mount Coliseum. So that sits between Gladstone and Bundaberg, and I've been involved in a project there where we've got to create some sculptures that are ephemeral but actually sit along the Bruce Highway. So, yeah, that's something I'm working on at the moment. I've also got the Cairns Indigenous Arts Fair coming up, as well as the Natsia, which happened around the same time. And just to throw into the mix, I'm actually graduating this year, so I've got two exhibitions to work towards, one being my graduation show. So busy times ahead.
Yeah, well, congratulations on everything you've got coming up.
Thank you.
The Telstra Natsia exhibition opens on Saturday, August 7th for free at the Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory in Darwin, and will also be available virtually online. That was artist and finalist Dylan Sara. Dylan, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.